Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, and I'm your preacher today as well, with a sermon I'm calling Listening to the Spirit. The reading is from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For what human being knows what is truly human, except the human spirit that is within? So also, no one comprehends what is truly God's, except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit that is from God, so that we may understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. And we speak of these things in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual things to those who are spiritual. Those who are unspiritual do not receive the gifts of God's Spirit, for they are foolishness to them, and they are unable to understand them, because they are discerned spiritually. Those who are spiritual discern all things, and they are themselves subject to no one else's scrutiny. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Thus ends the reading. This is a lovely reading and very clear. We don't see what's inside anyone else, only they can see. Their spirit sees to their depths. Same way, God's Spirit is the only way to see into God's depths. But God has given us that Spirit, placed it within us. So we know the depths of God's wisdom deep within ourselves. And it seems like foolishness, but we need to listen to it. Now there's a wee bit of a problem. How do we know when it is just foolishness, or it's really the Spirit of God's wisdom welling up from within? Because they might feel the same. Oh, I'm sure I'm right in this. I'm sure this is God telling me this. Well, maybe. Or maybe it's something else. So that's when Paul tells us, so you need to examine that. And if you're a spiritual person, used to analyzing things spiritually, then you can analyze this and say, does this make sense spiritually? Don't just accept what pops up there, but think it through spiritually. Does it fit with other things? Even though to the world it makes no sense at all. Like to lose is to gain, right? The whole wisdom of sacrifice in one way makes no sense, but spiritually makes all the sense in the world. When do you know that the Spirit is really telling you to sacrifice? Will you hear it? But then you test it with your own spiritual wisdom. Does it fit with the other things the Spirit is telling you and telling the community? Does it bring things together and make sense and lead ultimately to more life? These are the way that we think spiritually. So today, maybe just exercise that spiritual understanding. See what's welling up in you and try to understand it spiritually and see how it fits with other spiritual things. Learn to question and analyze, and therefore to ultimately trust what is good of the Spirit within you, telling you what's true, and be able to discern what is and is not the Spirit. So that on the day when you really need that wisdom, You're ready for it. God bless you.